Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic soul station. I have six-time Grammy Award-winning superstar Toni Braxton on the line. She's a great performer. She's got a new album out and is doing great. And add author to her list. She's got her memoir out, Unbreak My Heart. And Toni, let me just say, I want to give you a big radio hug, because that, I mean, it kind of had me in tears from start to finish. This sister girl's been through so much throughout her life. What prompted you to write the memoir?
I thought it was time. I thought it was something that Gladys Knight told me. She said, important to write your book, Toni, when you're young. And you could do another one when you're older. I mean, more impactful. It will help you. It'll help you see your future better. And it's been doing that.
So some people think, you know, on the outside looking in, that you've had like a fairy tale life, you know, all the success that you've had. But there's been some trying moments throughout your life that you've had to deal with. What life lessons have you learned from what you've gone through?
I think what I've learned most of all about myself, it's okay to fall, Toni, and it's okay to get back up. Sometimes you're embarrassed to get up. Sometimes it's not that it's hard to get up physically. It's just that you don't want to show your face. You feel that you're being judged by your past or by things that's happened to you. And you find it most of the time is just the headliner, and no one really cares. You think they care, but you can't worry about what they think. That's the hardest thing, because when you read something about yourself, you think, oh, feel sorry for yourself. Oh, I don't know if I want to. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. But it's okay to feel ashamed. It's okay to get back up. That's what you got guts for.
Did you ever have any self-doubt about your career?
All the time.
All the time?
All the time.
So, Toni, what word best describes you now, describes your life?
One word?
Mm-hmm.
Survivor.
Survivor? That's a great word. Let me ask you, the lowest point in your life, what was it? Was it finding that your son was autistic, going through your divorce, going through the bankruptcy? What were some of the lowest points in your life?
Not the fact of finding out my son was autistic, because I think there's nothing wrong with our babies. They just learn differently. But it was when I found out he was autistic, I thought that God was punishing me for having an abortion. And I didn't have an abortion for my career. I had it during my career, the height of my career. And I felt that I was being punished for it, and I felt horrible, and I felt, you would see me on interviews, and I would talk about my kid being autistic, and I would just start crying, and I wanted people to know what were behind those tears. And that was tough for me to write. It was really tough. But wonderful people like Whoopi Goldberg, she reached out to me. I love her, and she said, you know, Toni, God is not a God of wrath. He's forgiving.
Yeah,
it was your journey. It's part of your journey. And I was raised very religious. People knew that, but I don't think they had any idea. You read the first few chapters and you understand it.
I read the first few chapters, and I'm like, I'm ready to run away from this church myself. I'm like, my goodness, so strict. But did that strict upbringing, you know, did that form you and mold you to who
Absolutely.
You are today?
What I am today. Without that upbringing, I would not be doing this interview with you. It was a discipline that goes along with being an entertainer. It was a practicum, being on stage. The pulpit's my stage, congregation's my audience. People in church, they congratulate you whether you sound good or bad. It was a wonderful childhood. There were things about it that I'm not, how do I explain this, that I didn't understand until later on once I was writing the book and I talked to my mom about it. Some decisions that my parents made that I didn't understand. I was upset at my mom. Why would you make me feel a particular way? And I found out parents are human too, and my mom was afraid. Parents never tell their kids, I did that to you because I was afraid.
Yeah.
My mom's like my best friend. My mom's wonderful, but I had some things that had happened that I didn't understand why, and I held on to it. It allowed me to let it go.
Well, the book is on sale now, Unbreak My Heart, a memoir by Toni Braxton. It's a must-read from cover to cover. Toni, any last words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners?
Thank you guys for sticking by me. I know it's been tough. Thank you for still believing in me.
Oh, we believe in you wholeheartedly. You know, like I say, I want to give you a big radio hug even as we speak, because I'm like, Lord, you know, what more can a person endure and come out, like you say, as a survivor?
Very lucky I'm still here. Very fortunate. Very blessed.
Well, we love you, Toni. Keep up the great work, and that Love, Marriage, and Divorce CD is just off the chain, sister girl. You and Babyface, the chemistry is so great. Love the album, love the book, and we love you here in North Carolina, all right? God bless
you.